Subject, cell phone madness. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 33-year-old married mother of four, and I am drowning in cell phone madness. My husband, who I have been married to for almost 7 years, is tripping because a friend of mine offered to include me on his plan to get a cell phone so we could use it as an internet source to cut down on the household bills. Granted, I felt a little off about it at first and even sent the first phone back. But then I got to thinking about how much I would be able to save. The problem came in when my husband found out about the phone and went crazy. He told me it was a little convenient that he offered to get me a phone and how it's messed up that I would even take it. I was pretty shocked by him because his friend had just done the same thing for him and it didn't cost him a dime, but I paid $150 to my friend to add me. But I didn't say anything. I've since changed my number over to the new account and I'm trying to figure out if I was wrong in all this. I don't want to hurt my husband or my friend. Should I keep the phone or cut my losses? Signed, confused. No, don't keep the phone. Yes, cut your losses. And what you did wrong, first of all, was keeping it a secret. Your husband had to find out about it. And I'm going to tell you something. Your husband isn't going to change on this one. This is a man thing. I'm sure you've heard that expression before. But he, your husband of almost 7 years, is not going to ever accept, co-sign, or agree to another man getting you anything, much less a cell phone. He's not tripping, as you say in your letter. He's just a man who simply doesn't want some other guy, some other dude, some other friend, as you call him, taking care of his wife in any way, okay? That's just wrong in his eyes, all right? I know it's probably innocent and harmless in your way of thinking. You were just trying to cut down on some of the household expenses, but it looks totally different from your husband's man perspective. It does. He's supposed to be the protector and the provider here. So again, yes, cut your losses, get rid of the phone, and you and your husband sit down together and figure this thing out, how to get internet and how to work out the household bills. That's how you do it. Steve?
I'm sitting up here trying to figure out, lady, are you for real?
Yeah.
You're 33 years old. You ought to know better than this. This is plain old ignorance to me.
Yeah.
You know, my husband, who I've been married to for almost 7 years, is tripping because a friend of mine offered to include me on his plan to get a cell phone so we could use it as an internet source to cut down on the household bills. What?
Exactly. Say what? I knew you were going to say
wait,
that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What?
Exactly.
Your husband tripping cause what? Lady, I can't even start to tell you how wrong you are in all of this. You ain't right nowhere in this. Granted, I felt a little off at first and even sent the first phone back. How many phones this man has sent you? Mm-hmm. You sent the first phone back. So he just trying to find a way. Why is he giving you a damn cell phone anyway? I done told y'all about these friends and your marriage. You and your husband should form a two-handed circle and don't let nobody in the circle. I'm telling you, this gonna create a problem. It already has. But then I got to thinking about how much I would be able to save. Let me ask you something. Since you thinking about how much you'd be able to save, did you think about the trouble you would save your marriage by saying no?
Mm.
No, my husband and I will work through this, like Shirley said. No, my husband and I will make this work, whatever we got to do, but I'm not going to accept no outside help from a male friend. Then you told me you was pretty shocked at him because his friend had just done the same thing for him and it didn't cost him a dime. Yeah, but I bet you his friend was a guy. Mm-hmm. See, I bet you that because there's no way in hell on God's green earth a woman gonna be married to a man, let him go with another woman and get a phone on a separate plan and hell don't break loose at his house. Who is this woman right here? Who is the woman that would allow that? So I'm asking you to simply reverse the situation. If he went out and a girlfriend of his got him a phone, how you don't see this here? But see, I promise you the dude demanded the phone he got is by a man. Because if it was a woman, you'd have stuck that all up in the letter. But you said no, you said a friend of his. You got to ask yourself something. Why this man so concerned about your damn bills at your house? Because I can assure you he ain't. Why is he so concerned about how much money you and your husband save? I can assure you he ain't. He giving you this phone because he trying to get to you. And that's what your husband know. And you're damn right he tripping. And you lucky he ain't took that phone down there and stuffed it up in a dark crevice area on this man.
Eve, careful.
I said it as Christianly as I could.
I'm very proud of
dark,
you right now.
In a moist, crevicey type area on this man.
Okay, we get it.
We heard you first time.
Just in case you don't understand what I'm talking about. And a very small opening.
See, I know you very well. You know I do.
But when he was doing it, he tried to clinch.
Stop.
Wow. Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.